Hello, my little tree huggers. Mrs. Troughton here. We're going to go outside and we are going to check out some nature. Now, remember, you're a scientist, so you're going to use the tools that you have with you, which are your five senses. But do not taste anything outside. And your sense of hearing is being taken over by my voice right now and maybe some music later, but I am going to give you a chance to push pause and take your headphones off and just listen to the sounds outside. But not right now. Don't do it now. Okay, here we go. Follow Mrs. T outside. I'm going to play some music for you so we can boogie down the hallway. When we get outside, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to wait till everybody's outside, and then I'm just going to sit down right where I am. When you see me sit down, I want you to sit down too. And while you're walking, I want you to think of five things that you know for sure you're going to see outside when we get there. And then I want you to think of some things that you will only see if you look for them really, really hard. All right, here we go. Hey there, if you're listening, this is just the introduction for our Living Things unit. I thought of making it into a walk-in classroom, and we'd go outside, have them touch and look at, and no tasting, real deep into the grass, like pulling the grass back, looking close, getting under a tree and feeling the bark and looking straight up and noticing like our squirrels' nests that are hard to see and our birds' nest in there that are hard to see. Maybe scooching a hole of mulch over and feeling the difference between the mulch on top and the mulch underneath, because it's going to be warm and wet, and talking about why that might be happening and who might be wanting to live under there. And then using our senses, like our sense of hearing, to identify as many things as they can hear as possible. And then just having them kind of explore and go find something else that they have to look really hard to find. And then coming back and sharing those things with the classroom. And hopefully that'll get them excited about exploring living things and their basic needs. Cool. This is fun. Let's see if it works. Okay, yeah, and so I just listened to the music part. Definitely going to have to buy some music. Bye.